back on my ride, blowing that smoke on a Friday night. Doing all right for the shape I'm in, sitting by the fire with some damn good friends. Willie on my left, Jack on my right, blowing that smoke on a Friday night. Willie turned up on the JBL, girl, you probably think I'm going through hell, but I don't care if you never come back, cause we need you, and I got friends like y'all.
New Country 93.5 is Jelly Roll.
I let you drive around my mind. I can't count the times you made me feel like I'm nothing. Played me like a fool, like a fool. Saying drink another whiskey, pop another pill. Money makes you happy, heaven isn't real. You won't find nobody to love because your heart's too broke. Now I know you ain't nothing but a liar. Yeah, I walk right out the fire. Yeah, you try to keep me down, try to put me underground, but going higher. I can hear you in my head, in my bed when I'm dreaming. You try to be my friend, but you're blowing smoke. Oh, and now I ain't scared of telling you where you can go. Cause I know you're nothing but a lie. You burn me one too many times. Like a devil in disguise, hiding your true colors. Just leave me alone, keep leading me on. Saying drink another whiskey, pop another pill. Money makes you happy, heaven isn't real. You won't find nobody to love because your heart's too broke. Now I know you ain't nothing but a liar. Yeah, I walk right out the fire. Yeah, you try to keep me down, try to put me underground, but I'm only going higher. I can hear you in my head, in my bed when I'm dreaming. You try to be my friend, but you're blowing smoke. Yeah, you try to keep me down, try to put me underground, but I'm only going higher. I can hear you in my head, in my bed when I'm dreaming. You try to be my friend, but you're blowing smoke. Holding now, I ain't scared of telling you where you can go. Cause I know you're nothing but a lie.
The Casey Clark Show, New Country, 93.5.
I grew up wild and I grew up true. A town most folks just drive through. We sit out by the dam on a night when the air was warm. Mama was an angel, daddy was the same. When the lights cut off, I could sneak out late to a spot on the west side, baby, nobody knew. Come and find me down where the tree line ends and the cattails grow. We can be free, living our dreams out, singing to the radio. I was was raised on a little patch of heaven, wheat fields and on dirt roads, where the tin roof sings, the whole damn thing shakes when the cold wind blows. Well, it ain't all sunshines and rainbows, hard times we all know, but I go back in a minute to the land of the wicked wheat fields and on dirt roads. Corner bar, playing for keys with this old guitar, and it was worth every minute when I heard those people sing. It's a long road home, but now I see what them old times meant to me. So when I get back, crack a bottle of Jack, you know where I'll be. You can find me down where the tree line ends and the cattails grow. We can be free, living our dreams out, singing to the radio. I was raised on a little patch of heaven, wheat fields and on dirt roads, where the tin roof sings, the whole damn thing shakes when it cold wind blows. Well, it ain't all sunshines and rainbows, hard times we all know, but I go back in a minute to the land of the wicked wheat fields and old dirt roads. Wheat fields and old dirt roads, where the tin roof sings, the whole damn thing shakes when the cold wind blows. Well, it ain't all sunshines and rainbows, hard times we all know, but I go back in a minute to the land of the wicked wheat fields and old dirt roads. I go back in a minute to the land of the wicked wheat fields and old dirt roads. La da da.
Toronto's new country, 93.5. How many screens do you have in your home? A woman from TikTok that Sasha found has a lot.
Yeah, because I think initially we all think about, okay, well, I have like one or two TVs in my home. But think about your phone, even your Apple Watch, your iPads. Like, how many screens are you staring at on a daily basis?
So we'll count the screens coming up.
I love you just the way God made you, girl. He don't make mistakes. What you call your imperfections, I call beautiful, babe.
Tell 'em, Blanc.
The way your hair's in a mess in the morning when you open your eyes. The way it never goes by when you say that you'll be ready in five. The little devil on the side of his frown when you're laughing at a movie that you've seen about a thousand times. You know, girl, that I can't lie. I love you just the way God made you, girl, he don't make mistakes. What you call your imperfections, I call beautiful, babe. So let my eyes be your mirror, and you're bound to see it too. Cause I was made for loving just the way God made you. God made you the way. In your cheeks when you're mad, but you say that you're not.
Yeah.
And the shape of the face that you make when you're taking a shot.
Taking a shot.
The little white lie that you told the security guard at the hotel pool when we got caught. I was thinking, girl, you never looked so hot.
Never looked so hot.
And that I love you just the way God made you, girl. He don't make mistakes. What you call your imperfections, I call beautiful, babe.
change, yeah. Come on.
My masterpiece, my Mona Lisa. And I need you to stay just the way God made you. Just the way God made you.
Play New Country 93.5.
I don't want to talk about your city lights, living like uptown, downtown, not a star in the sky. Backyards like I'm big, make you want to buy a ring. Not much in the sticks, but we got everything. Corn fed, corn bread, it's the high life. I said what I said, you know I.
New Country 93.5. Great to have you here. Listen, if you missed any of this program, don't worry. We have a podcast for you wherever you do your podcasty things.
And it's company on demand. So whenever's more convenient for you to listen, that's what the podcast is all about.
You found this thing on TikTok about this woman, and she is asking, how many screens do you have in your life?
Yeah, and really, you probably have more than you think.
Right.
Because I think when you think of screens, our initial thought is like, well, we only have like one or two TVs in the house. It's fine.
Yeah.
But really, especially if you have kids, really think about like the Kindles, the iPads, the MacBooks.
Who has a Kindle?
I don't know. As a non-reader, I don't know.
Okay,
I have no idea.
Okay.
Even considering your Apple Watch, that's a screen too, right? So she's going to make us all feel a little bit better because her family has a lot of screens.
Show you all of our electronic devices in our house to make you feel a little bit better about yours. My 2-year-old's iPad, my 5-year-old's iPad and his AAC, my 7-year-old's iPad, my 10-year-old's iPad and his iPhone, my iPad, my iPhone, and my Switch, and my watch, and my MacBook, my husband's iPad, my husband's iPhone, and his watch. We have 9 TVs throughout the entire house.
So that's like 20-something?
9 TVs. 9, that's throughout. A little. That's excessive.
Maybe they have a really big house.
They're going to have to have that.
They would have to.
I would think you would have to have 9 rooms to have 9 TVs.
And the fact that every single kid has their own screen, like why can't they share?
At 2 years old,
I know.
Your 2-year-old has his own iPad.
I know.
Where did we go? We went 2, 4, was it 4?
7 and 10, I think. Yeah.
Something like that.
And they all have their own electronic devices.
No. No.
So how many electronic devices, how many screens do you think are in your home?
Oh, that's okay. So the girls have a phone each.
Mm-hmm.
Maggie has a laptop. Macy has an iPad.
Mm-hmm.
Sue has a phone, a laptop, iWatch. I have an iWatch, a phone, and a laptop.
Mm-hmm. You have a computer. You have a couple.
Well, that's what I was saying. My laptop.
Oh, I see.
Well, because my home studio has 3 screens alone in it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I don't know if that counts. Does that count?
I would count that. Yeah, 3.
Yeah, but I don't use those every day.
Still, though, they're there.
Yeah, they're there. You're right. But I don't use them every day.
Okay.
So does that count?
Yeah, it still counts.
Why does that count?
For the sake of this exercise, for us realizing that we have way more screens and electronic devices than we really think about,
right,
then you're case in point for sure.
And then we have, what did we say? 5 TVs in the house?
5 TVs.
Okay.
Wow.
I don't think that's excessive, though.
TVs wise, no.
No, it's not.
But you've got a lot of electronics.
Well, okay. I bet you have more than you think.
Oh, for sure. We have 1 TV.
Yeah.
3 monitors.
Right.
Because my partner works from home and he's a bit of a gamer. So I get that we would have more in that sense. So 2 iPhones, and then my partner has an Apple Watch.
Yeah.
So it's really only like 7.
Okay.
That's not too bad.
That's not too bad. 7 between the 2 of you, though.
Between the 2 of us, we have 7.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. But, okay, now in here we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. We have 10 screens.
Just in this itty bitty room.
Yeah.
11.
11. Like that's excessive.
That's a little excessive over here.
Right? So, and what are we, like, what kind of gamma rays are we taking out of these? I don't know if that's the correct term.
Microwaves?
I don't know. It sounds kind of cool.
I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. So how many screens are in your life?
I don't call me much, but she loves this place. I gotta find her. I don't smoke, but she does when she drinks. So I gotta light her. I like whiskey, she likes tequila. So I take one of both. Just in case she walks in, I'll be good to go. She only dances the cowboy tones. Loves to get lost in a moment. She comes alive when the neon's on. Don't wanna leave till it's closing. So I Cowboys. She only dances the cowboys.
this place, and I gotta find her.
When we decided to add an interrupting cash cow to the new Country 93.5 roster, there were predictable results. For starters, she's been a bit of a bull in a china shop in the music department.
You need to leave.
But for all the chaos she's causing, she's winning the hearts of people all over Toronto with her famous moolah. How can you cash in and claim your $500? Well, when you hear her random moo interrupt the music, call 416-872-2935 faster than you can say, "Hey, who let this cow in here?" Mosey on over to newcountry935.com and we'll give you a daily heads up as to what song she's going to barge into next. The interrupting cash cow. New Country 93.5.
The savings never stop at your local Metro, your go-to for quality foods at prices you'll love. Until April 23rd, take advantage of great deals on fresh, top-quality meats and produce, like fresh pork tenderloin for just $3.99 per pound and jumbo whole pineapples or two-pound bags of lemons, both just $2.99 each. Don't forget, you'll earn WOC points on every eligible purchase, whether you shop in-store or online at metro.ca. Metro, your go-to grocer for savings and quality.
Art Carney, I know people are anxious right now. President Trump has created a crisis. Well, I've led people through crises my entire career. I've worked with prime ministers from both parties to solve big problems for Canadians. And right now, we're facing the biggest crisis of our lifetimes. And we need serious leadership and a real plan. That's what you'll get if you vote Liberal.
Authorized by the Registered Agent for the Liberal Party of Canada.
Working with your hands is demanding. You demand gear that works as hard as you do. Now get it. Only at Work and Wear. Offering the best in workwear since 1975. From CoolWorks ventilated work pants to keep you cool, to mesh and survey vests to keep you safe, including harnesses from $49.95. And top name safety footwear by Timberland, Keen, Kodiak, Terra, and Blundstone. Just to name a few. Only at Work and Wear. In Markham, Scarborough, and Whitby. Or workandwear.ca.
Walking on a Cloud presents Proudly Canadian, Perfectly Comfortable, featuring Lori Vella.
Canadians know the value of quality and comfort. At Walking on a Cloud, we carry top brands like Birkenstock, New Balance, Blundstone, Clarks, and Ryker, because the perfect pair of shoes makes all the difference. Find footwear crafted for all-day comfort, long-lasting wear, and effortless style. Walking on a Cloud is proudly Canadian, family-owned, and operated since 1959.
When you get into a new Tacoma, you might suddenly find yourself climbing over roots, rocks, and rolling hills on your way to a forest retreat that should definitely make up for years of lackluster staycations. All that's left to do is drive it home. Get in and go right now at Toyota, where you can lease a 2025 Tacoma 4x4 double cab SR5 from $131 weekly for 24 months at 6.79% with $4,900 down. Visit shoptoyota.ca or your Ontario Toyota dealer today.
Did you lock the front door?
Check.
Close the garage door?
Yep.
Installed window sensors, smoke sensors, and HD cameras with night vision?
No.
And you set up credit card transaction alerts, a secure VPN for a private connection, and continuous monitoring for our personal info on the dark web?
I'm looking into it.
Stress less about security. Choose security solutions from TELUS for peace of mind at home and online. Visit telus.com/totalsecurity to learn more. Conditions apply.
Wendy's most important deal of the day has a fresh lineup. Pick any two breakfast items for $4. New four-piece French toast sticks, bacon or sausage wrap, biscuit or English muffin sandwiches, small hot coffee, and more. Limited time only at participating Wendy's, taxes extra.
And tons more.
Single day tickets, full weekend passes, and tent and RV camping passes now on sale.
Boots and Hearts 2025.
August 7th to the 10th at Burrell's Creek.
For tickets and full lineup, visit bootsandhearts.com.
Slow dancing with a beat.
rich blonde tramp, and she's probably getting thirsty. Right now, he's probably buying her some fruity little drink, cause she can't shoot a whiskey. Right now, he's probably up behind her with a few sticks, showing her how to shoot a combo. And he don't know. From a white trash version of Shania karaoke. Right now, she's probably saying I'm drunk, and he's thinking that he's gonna get lucky. Right now, he's probably dabbing on $3 worth of that bathroom polo. Oh, and he don't know. I dug my key into the side of his pretty little souped up four-wheel drive.
It's New Country, 93.5. If you just rolled in, we're talking about screens and how many screens you actually have in your home. In this studio alone, we have 11.
And we didn't count our phones.
And we didn't count our phones.
So we have like at least 11, 13.
So 11, 12, 13, 14. Count our watch.
Oh, yeah. Wow. And I have another phone in here too.
Oh, yeah.
That's just there just in case.
Oh my God.
What is happening?
So how many phones, or rather, how many screens do you have in minutes?
7:30 in the morning in a Mickey D's drive-thru. Two muffins, one coffee, and a little bitty orange juice. I saw a man with a sign on the corner. I rolled my window down, handed him a dollar. That's when I heard her ask, "Hey, Daddy, who's that?" And before I could answer back, she said, "Daddy, look, there's a plane in the sky. Are we there yet? Did you just see that dog run by? The squirrels have houses in the trees. Why God put stingers on honeybees? It's crazy all the things she sees on the side of the road out of that window beside. I wish I could be more like her. My little dangling feet, pretty and pink backseat driver. Later on that day on the highway back home, I saw a lady in a black Mercedes yelling at her phone. She flew by me with her finger in the air, and I had to act like I didn't care. And that's when I heard her ask, "Daddy, why was she so mad?"
could be more like her. My little dangling feet, pretty and mean backseat driver. One day I'll look back and I'll miss when my whole world wasn't over that dash. It was back there buckled in, saying, "Daddy, look, there's a plane in the sky. Are we there yet? Did you just see that dog run by? The squirrels have houses in the trees. Why would God put a stinger on a honeybee? It's crazy all the things he sees on the side of the road, out of that window beside her. I wish I could be more like her. My little dangling feet, pretty and pink backseat driver. My backseat driver. It's 7:30 in the morning in a Mickey D's drive-thru. Two muffins, one coffee, and a little bitty orange juice.
There's hockey. There's playoff hockey. And then there's the Battle of Ontario. Let's go, boys. Toronto's new country is Leafs country.
And this beers with the last of the blacktop turns to dust. I need to stir it up. Feel how it was. Songs out of making time turn around, every window down, need to hear it now. So take me back road, won't you take me back home like I've never been gone. Take me round and around that bridge until they made me listen. Where the dust and the dreams still grow, feels like a million miles ago. So take me back road, home. Take me back road, whoa. Rusty barbed wire farmhouse fences blurring by. Prairie skies. Will I get to get lost one more time? Baby blues in a Dodge Ram. Feels like a million miles ago. So take me back, whoa, whoa. Take me back, whoa, whoa. So take me back, whoa. Won't you take me back home like I've never been gone? Take me round and around that bend of town and made me miss it like crazy. Back when mama's midnight prayers saved me, take me way out where the wheels turn slow, where the dust and the dreams still grow. Feels like a million miles ago.
Toronto's new country, 93.5. We are tracking down how many screens that we have in our lives, particularly at home. This is from a TikToker who her family has a ton.
And it basically just makes us realize that we probably all have more screens in front of us, around us, than we really realize. Because I don't think we necessarily take the time to count it. We're like, okay, we've got a couple TVs in our home. And yeah, of course, I have a phone.
Yeah.
But have you really sat down and been like, oh, right, we've got that computer monitor, that right. iPad, that MacBook? It really adds up. And this mom on TikTok in particular, I think she ended up with like 25.
Well, she had
nine TVs.
Oh, that's crazy.
And her young kid, her 2-year-old, this is a whole other conversation, but her 2-year-old had an iPad.
Yeah,
and
that's not
I felt
right.
like the kids didn't share a lot.
No.
They each had their own iPad.
That's not right. That's not right at all.
Yeah.
we have three monitors in my home studio, mm-hmm. but I need three monitors.
Sure.
So, you know what? For what I have to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I have that. But yeah, we do have 5 TVs in the house.
Yeah.
So that's, I don't think that's excessive.
I don't think so either.
I mean, and they're on different floors. They're not all just stacked up.
The 2 TVs that you have in your basement, though, are like very close to each other.
They are. One's over the bar.
Yeah.
And one's over in the sitting area, just in case.
When I was house sitting for you, I was like, well, I can just like walk over here. And it was fun.
Just in case you missed something.
Yeah, of course. Of course. It was great.
Yeah. But in this studio alone, we have 11 screens.
Yeah.
And we didn't even count our phones.
I know.
Or our watches.
You're right.
So
completely unrelated. I have a headache like every time I leave the studio.
And, right. This is why I wear special glasses in here because of that.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I don't know. And the gamma rays are going to get us.
Oh, they always do, don't they?
I'm pretty sure.
They're going to get you.
I think. You better watch out. Okay, Sydney, how many screens? Let's count them. Go.
So my fiance and I have a phone each. He's got 2 monitor screens because he's a gamer.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a laptop myself, and then we've got 1 TV.
Okay.
Oh, and I have a Kindle.
Oh, no, you hey, have a Kindle.
Someone
you,
has a
like,
Kindle.
You're like you and 4 other people on the planet.
They're useful, I promise.
When's the last time, Sid, you picked up your Kindle?
At work on Monday.
Oh.
Sydney's a reader. We know that about Sydney. Okay. So I get it.
Fine.
I'm a receptionist for a car company.
Right.
There's not much I can do during my day. So my Kindle is very useful. I just read at work.
I bet. Yeah.
Well, that's handy. That's super handy.
It is.
Take the keys. Don't sit in a shotgun seat unless I want to. And you make me want to. Hypnotized by the white lines. Your hands tending to on this heart of mine. Makes me feel at home. Yeah, boy, I'm right at home. In a 4x4 by you. Parked out in the driveway, backed up to a fire on the tailgate, feet on the dashboard, oh, nothing I love more. Not eating nothing, but we in slow motion, up in the mountains or down by the ocean. It's all the same to me, ain't nowhere I'd rather be than in a 4x4 by you. Right back.
one great song to another. This is New Country 93.5.
On a scratch off ticket, hell, I ain't even one five. Been out all day in a pontoon fishing on a lake full of bass, no bites. Been broke down on the side of the road in a truck I just fixed up. And I've prayed for rain for days and days. Well, them fields just turned up dust. So how did I get so lucky? You got me thanking those stars above me. God-given day so sunny. It's funny I live in Kentucky. But don't I know it, cause of you it's all color of roses. I still can't believe every time you tell me you love me. Honey, how did I get so lucky? So lucky. So lucky. Must have lined right up that night. Your eyes caught mine. Cause there you were, and there I was, in the right place at the right time. Got a kiss like heaven. It's like I hold a seven on a paradise. I still don't know what the soul boy did to get your hand in mine. Yeah, how did I get so lucky? You got me thanking those stars above me. God-given day so sunny. It's funny I am even in Kentucky. But don't I know it, cause of you it's all color of roses. I still can't believe every time you tell me you love me. Honey, how did I get so lucky? How did I get so L-U-C-K-Y? How did I get so lucky? You got me thanking those stars above me. For the way you make every God-given day so sunny. It's funny I'm even in Kentucky. But don't I know it, cause of you it's all color of roses. I still can't believe every time you tell me you love me. How did I get so lucky? So lucky. So lucky.
Toronto's new country.
Toronto's new country.
93.5. Country's hottest hit maker.
Thank God I'm here.
Russell Dickerson. WrestleMania Tour 2025. Saturday, October 4th, Casino Rama Resort.
She likes it when
Russell Dickerson.
Nothing but
on sale now at Ticketmaster. Russell Dickerson. Saturday, October 4th, Casino Rama Resort. For details, visit CasinoRama.com.
When you get into a new RAV4, you might suddenly find yourself camping. Even if the closest you've been to nature is your houseplants. Because with all-wheel drive, you can get in and right out of there. All that's left to do is drive it home. Get in and go right now at Toyota, where you can lease a 2025 RAV4 LE all-wheel drive from $106 weekly for 36 months at 5.69% with $2,500 down. Visit shoptoyota.ca or your local Ontario Toyota dealer today.
As parents, summers can be absolute chaos. Kids are off, you, not so much. And the neighbors, out in full force.
Brad, your front lawn! What's the secret, eh?
What if Sunwing could get you out? An all-inclusive package where everything's included. Even a summer's worth of activities makes planning every day easy. And an ocean view your morning ritual. Save up to $1,400 per pair when booking with
Sunwing.
We're Canadian, don't you know?
The federal election is on Monday, April 28th. You can vote early. Advance polls will be open April 18th to 21st. If you prefer, you can vote at any Elections Canada office until Tuesday, April 22nd, 6 p.m., or you can apply to vote by mail. Check your voter information card or visit elections.ca for all the ways you can vote.
For the official information you need to vote, visit elections.ca or call 1-800-463-6868. It's our vote.
Hey there. How would you like to own an investment property with no money down? Hi, I'm Todd C. Slater, the Simple Investor. Join me on Saturday, May the 24th at 11 a.m. for my Simple Seminar webinar, where I will be giving away not one, not two, but three down payments for fully managed investment properties with no tenant interaction. To find out more about this incredible opportunity, go to thesimpleinvestor.com today. The Simple Investor. We make the world of real estate investment simple.
Floods, wildfire, tornado. Severe weather is having a big impact on Canada, and we're all paying the price. That's why the 140,000 people in Canada's insurance industry are working hard on solutions to help Canadians like you adapt to the impacts of severe weather, advocating for better protections to make our communities safer and more resilient. It's all part of our plan to protect the things we love. The people of the home, auto, and business insurance industry, protecting your tomorrow. Learn more at ibc.ca/tomorrow.
You're listening to New Country 93.5, CFXJ FM.
Yeah!
A Stingray radio station.
You like country? You're in the right place.
Mark's Can't Miss Spring Event is on now. Until April 23rd, save up to 60% on a wide selection of styles perfect for spring. Refresh your closet and save on jackets, jeans, hikers, and more. Visit Mark's and Mark's.com.
Biodiversity is disappearing, and most of us aren't noticing. For Earth Day, it's time to open our eyes. 10 endangered species are still around. Can you find them all before they disappear? Play Earth Day's Seek and Find game on earthday.ca.
The no annual fee PC MasterCard gets you at least 1% back in points on every purchase. With unlimited earning potential and no catches, get rewarded on all the things that make you, you. Can your cashback card do that? Visit pcfinancial.ca for details and conditions.
Did you lock the front door?
Check.
Close the garage door?
Yep.
Installed window sensors, smoke sensors, and HD cameras with night vision?
No.
And you set up credit card transaction alerts, a secure VPN for a private connection, and continuous monitoring for our personal info on the dark web?
I'm looking into it.
Stress less about security. Choose security solutions from TELUS for peace of mind at home and online. Visit telus.com/total security to learn more. Conditions apply.
New Country, 93.5.
Sasha's Info Dump.
If you're in the dating game and you just can't quite get to the second date, it might be because of what you're doing on your first date.
Oh, absolutely.
I'll tell you what you should be doing instead coming up. Are nicknames going extinct? The reason why I ask, a writer for the Wall Street Journal, he's made that claim because he says that he has five kids himself. None of them have been given nicknames by their friends, you know, when they're on the soccer field.
Really?
Nobody's calling them anything but their given name. And he thinks that all types of nicknames are on the decline, everything from junior to anything like AJ or JD, you know, where people combine their names.
Yeah.
And one of the reasons why he thinks this is going on, and I tend to agree with this, is that people take their names too seriously.
Okay.
Like, I know some parents that are very like, no, it's not Andrea, it's Andrea. Like,
right.
You cannot get it wrong. So because we're taking names so seriously,
right,
nobody's flubbing them up or making them have like a cutesy version of what we're given. And he also believes that it's because we don't want to offend people. So, you know, you don't want to maybe bring out one of their physical attributes as a nickname or anything like that.
Wow.
I get that.
Everybody in my world has a nickname.
Yes.
Everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Like my kids, my wife, my friends, everybody.
Well, and I think if you grow up playing sports, that's such an easy playing field, no pun intended, for nicknames, but maybe kids just aren't doing those activities as much anymore.
Maybe. I don't know. This is, so if I seem like maybe I'm offending people with nicknames. Am I?
I have your friend said anything?
No.
Okay.
Not that I know.
Your nicknames are fine though. It's Paul the pilot.
Yeah.
Oh, what does he do for a living?
He's a pilot.
Yeah.
He's a pilot.
They're pretty bang on.
Yeah. Richard, good for the economy.
He's great for the economy.
Because he spends a lot.
Yeah. So I think that's fine.
Yeah. Sasha, that's what you are in my phone.
Yeah, I'm not upset about that.
No, okay.
You've called me much worse.
Oh, yeah.
If you want to get to a second date,
First
dates with activities are more likely to help you out with that. It doesn't mean that you have to, you know, sweat or anything like that, but if you go for a walk around the park or visit a dog park or something like that, you should be doing something.
Right.
And then you're more likely to get the second date. One of the best things you can do on a first date, I hate this, but hiking.
Yeah.
Hiking boasts a whopping 50% success rate.
Really?
If you go on a hike on your first date, 50% chance you'll get a second date.
No way.
It's one of the highest activities to do on a first date to get that second date.
Except if you were on a first date and you wanted to go hike and you're like, hey, bub, not going to happen.
Absolutely not.
It's not going to happen.
I wouldn't even show up.
What would your first date activity be then for you?
I like just going for coffee.
Okay.
So no activity.
No activity. So you're, wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
I want to basically just lay there.
Yeah.
Do absolutely nothing.
Please entertain me.
Do what you will.
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay. Oh. I'm not getting a lot of second dates, I guess.
I guess not.
That's your info dump.
This world don't like the rambling kind. Keep your life inside the lines. Don't go past that trespass sign. Fear ain't good at letting loose, like heavy chains around your boots. Worrying's a waste of your time. So love till you're breathless and live kinda reckless. When the world puts up fences, bust down the gate. Cause you can't rope the wild out of a Mustang. You can't they polish up that kryptonite. Pretty soon you'll wonder why you can't fly. So rattle the cages and rewrite the pages. Freedom's contagious. Yeah, that's truth.
Cause you can't rip the wild out of a Mustang. You can't tie it to a freight train. Or you can't take the wind out of a hurricane. Till it's done. So baby, let your heart loose. Dream it if you want to. Ride it like you're chasing the sun. Wild out of a Mustang. You can't tie an anchor to a freight train. And you can't take the wind out of a hurricane till it's done.
What up, Canada? It's Bailey Zimmerman. When I'm in your country, I find my country on New Country. Let's go.
Heard you moved out to South Carolina just like you always said we would. Packed your bags in that old 4Runner that I bought you when things were good. I'm glad to see the stop sign didn't hit you, bring you back to your senses. Oh, it waved you gone goodbye. Yeah, it waved you gone goodbye. I heard you found yourself a brand new man. Put a rock on your finger and he vowed you a second chance. Built a house right by the coast. That ocean view is beautiful, but baby, I just want you to know he don't know you like I did. I'm on his thoughts, but I ain't buying. His love is blue, green, wrapped around your finger wall. Second, it's a blessing, and the next, it's already gone. To settle down with him. She ain't wrong, the whole town knows that you had a bed of roses, but girl, you couldn't walk that line. You can act like you do it fine. Love's a smoke green wrapped around your finger. One second it's a blessing, and the next it's already gone. A broken heart, I'm a walking testimony. My confession is a lesson that I'm pouring. And the next it's already gone. A broken heart, I'm a walking testimony. My confession is a lesson that I'm pouring out in this song. Oh, 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 oh. You don't wanna fall in love. You don't wanna fall in love.
South Carolina, just like you always said we would.
Toronto's New Country, 93.5. This is from Reddit. What is something women think is embarrassing, but the same embarrassing thing guys go, I could care less?
Yeah, it really goes to show that men are
easy,
carefree,
easygoing. Yeah.
Dare I say a little oblivious?
Really?
And women, I mean, we probably do worry a little bit too much.
Yeah, we'll run down some of that list for you in minutes.
It could be a fast car flying down a dirt road. It could be a slow song playing on the radio. It could be a picture of a place you love or some memory that you hold. It doesn't matter what it is, if it gets you where you want to go.
New Country, 93.5. Great to have you along. And listen, if you're looking for a recap of the show, I don't know why you would, but listen, you might.
Hey.
You might.
It is entertaining.
Yes, of course it is.
And we work hard at our craft.
Oh, my gosh. So hard. We put it all together in a nice little package called a podcast. And you can find that wherever you do your podcasty things.
Yeah, it's company on demand. So whenever's more convenient for you to have a listen, that is what the podcast is all about.
So on Reddit... I love this string. It says, what's something that women think is embarrassing, but dudes don't care about? You know what? That's probably almost everything.
I was just going to say, dudes don't care about a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
So oblivious. So oblivious.
Some things.
Mm-hmm.
People seeing your house being dirty. People not seeing your house being perfectly clean.
Very true. Yeah.
You have canceled gatherings because... you don't have enough time to clean.
That is so true. Yeah, and Tyler will just like bring his friends over sometimes, and I'm like, no,
yeah.
We got to wipe down the bathroom. This
right.
place is a pigsty.
Yeah.
But really, it's just we have a couple like, you know, laundry
yeah.
baskets out. It's not really that dirty, but it's yeah. just not up to my standards.
No, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Wearing the same outfit as somebody else.
Yes.
And I have mad respect for that. I don't like that either.
That is so embarrassing.
Yeah, I don't like that. Or re-wearing. This is the one I don't get. Re-wearing the same outfit out.
Yes.
To an occasion.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I get so freaked out that people will notice.